بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah based on the tafsir or the explanation by our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala. And we have reached the verse number 6 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Verse number 6. يقول الله عز وجل: إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. This is 2, chapter 2 of course, verse 6. Verily those who disbelieve, it is the same to them whether you or Muhammad warn them or you don't warn them, they will not believe. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in these verses the second type. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in these verses the second type of people, and these are the pure kafirs. These are the pure kafirs, the pure non-believers, the original ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, verily those who disbelieve, it is the same to them whether you or Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warn them or don't warn them, they will not believe. So in this great surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling of three types of people, and we went over the description of the first type, and they are the pure believers. Then now the talk is about those who disbelieve, the original or pure kafirs. Then Allah will speak about those who believe or utter faith only on their tongue, and they are the hypocrites. So Allah started with the good, then the wicked, then the worst of the wicked. And the good ones are the pious, who are described by the qualities which Allah mentioned in the verses earlier, and we can go over them quickly. Those who are pious, described with يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, believe in the unseen, establish the prayers, and they spend, give charity to the poor, and also in Allah's cause, and they believe in the Quran and the former scriptures in their original form, and in the hereafter they are certain. Allah described them, those are the good ones. Allah described them that they are on true guidance from their Lord. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And they are the successful ones. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the wicked, and these are the kafirs. And then he will speak later about the worse, and these are the hypocrites. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling that your warning them or not warning them is the same, considering those who denied what they should believe in. And in this there is comforting to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, تسلية من الله لرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and not an apology to these kafirs. Also in this there is no kind of causing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to be despaired, or to despair rather. All of this is comfort to him, that your warning, and the warning means is to inform the information that is associated with frightening. And Ar-Rasul, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a bringer of good news as well as a warner. Bringer of good news in that because he teaches what pleases the believers, and he is a warner as to that which would be bad with respect to the kafirs because of their disbelief. So the warning of the Prophet ﷺ, whether warning them or not, with respect to these obstinate kafirs, disdainful and arrogant ones, it's the same. Those are the ones who knew the truth. However, they rejected it because of their disdainfulness. لا يؤمنون. لا يؤمنون. They will not believe. And what's the reason? Is in the next verse. ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. Verse number 7. Allah sealed on their hearts. Allah has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearings. They are closed from accepting Allah's guidance, and on their eyes there is a covering, and theirs will be a great torment. This sealing, their hearts are sealed. Nothing of good comes from them, nor good reaches them. Similarly, on their hearing, and the sealing on the hearing is that it does not listen to the good which is beneficial to it. And Allah put on, and on their eyes there is a covering, and on their eyes there is a covering. Meaning a covering which stands as a barrier. Between the sight and the truth. And even if it really looks, it will not really benefit. وَلَهُمْ And they will, or theirs will be a great torment. Those who stayed on their original kufr. And this great torment is the punishment in the fire of hell. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about it by saying great, and this is a magnification, because there is nothing more intense than the punishment and the fire of hell. Here this is the end of the statements concerning the second type of people from the creation, and they are the clear, pure and original kafirs. From the benefits of these two verses are the following: comforting the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he is turned away by the kafirs, not accepting his message. Secondly, that the one who deserves the word of punishment from Allah, then he will never believe, no matter who was the warner or the caller, because he doesn't benefit. Allah had sealed his heart, as Allah explained in Surah Yunus, in Surah Yunus in chapter 10 verse 96 and 97. إن الذين حقت عليهم كلمة ربك لا يؤمنون ولو جاءتهم كل آية حتى يروا العذاب الأليم. سورة يونس chapter 10 verse 96 and 97. Truly those against whom the word of punishment of your Lord has been justified will not believe even if every sign should come to them until they see the painful torment. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Az-Zumar in 39 verse 19 the same meaning. أَفَمَنْ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ أَفَأَنْتَ تُنْقِذُ مَنْ فِي النَّارِ. Meaning, those, the fire is their abode, it's finished. Is then one against whom the word of punishment justified equal to the one who avoids evil? Would you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rescue him who is in the fire? It's over. No one can rescue them. And the third benefit from these two verses, verses 6 and 7 from Surah Al-Baqarah, concerning the pure kafirs, is that if the person does not really have awe when he hears the admonition and he does not come forward to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he has some resemblance to the kuffar who don't benefit from the admonition and don't believe when they are called to Allah. And the fourth benefit, the place and the site of contemplation is the heart. محل الوعي القلوب لقوله تعالى, because of Allah saying ختم الله على قلوبهم, verily Allah has set a seal on their hearts, meaning no good will reach it. And this is evidence that the site of contemplation is the heart. And the fifth point of benefit is the means of guidance, or the ways of guidance, are either through hearing or sight. Hearing of what is said and seeing what is witnessed, and such are the verses and the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are either written and heard, or clear, witnessed, seen. The sixth point of benefit is the warning to those kafirs of the great torment. There is now an issue here. If someone says, is this sealing on their hearts, is it caused by a certain cause from themselves, or is it a testing and trial and affliction from Allah Azza wa Jal? The answer is, it has a cause, it has a reason. Listen to what Allah says in Surah As-Saff 62 verse 5, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Surah As-Saff, verse 5. And that should be 61 rather than 62. It's 61. In 61, verse 5, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا, when they turned away, meaning from the truth, أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, Allah turned their hearts away. And also, listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 13.
فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً.
Chapter 5, verse 13. So because of their breach of their covenant, we cursed them and made their hearts grow hard. So these are 6 points of benefit concerning these two verses. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in verse number 8 says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and of mankind. Now the third type. There are some, meaning the hypocrites, who say, we believe in Allah and the last day, while in fact they believe not. So وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, from mankind, meaning some. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not describe them neither with iman, with faith, or kufr, or disbelief. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as He described them in Surah An-Nisa in 4:143, مُذَبْذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ لَا إِلَىٰ هَؤُلَاءِ وَلَا إِلَىٰ هَؤُلَاءِ. They are swaying between this and that, belonging neither to these nor to those. And he whom Allah sends astray, you will not find for him a way to the truth. The term An-Nas, الناس, mankind, they are called أناس. It is from الأنس in Arabic, feeling familiar, sociable, etc. And man is civilized by nature, meaning he loves civility, sociability, and not being separated. So these people, they say, the hypocrites, they say we believe in Allah and the last day, meaning they say it on their tongues. What's the evidence for this? The evidence for this is because he said Allah at the end of the verse, which is verse 8, we're talking about verse 8 now too, verse 8, he said وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, while in fact they believe not, meaning in their hearts. And we discussed in the previous talk the meaning of having faith in Allah and in the last day. From the benefits of this verse 2:8, and of mankind there are some, meaning hypocrites, who say we believe in Allah and the last day, while in fact they believe not, from the benefits is the eloquency of the noble Quran, the eloquency of the noble Quran, especially in this classification, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began this chapter with the pure believers. Then the pure kafirs, then the hypocrites. Because classification and making things into divisions and subdivisions is a style which increases man's knowledge and understanding. Is this inshallah clear, this point of benefit? Is this clear? The eloquency of the Quran, the eloquency of the Quran in such a classification. And there are so many classifications like this in the Noble Quran. The benefit is that it increases man's understanding and knowledge. And the second benefit, that the utterance on the tongue is of no avail to man. It doesn't benefit him. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said at the end, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ, because while in fact they believe not. And the third benefit is that the hypocrites are not believers, even though they say, even though they say that they are believers. So the point of benefit here is that the hypocrites are not believers, even they say or claim that they are believers, and Allah denied that for them. However, are they considered Muslims? Are they considered Muslims, meaning the hypocrites? Now, if what is meant is the apparent submission to Allah, then they are Muslims. And if it is meant by Islam, the submission of the heart and the body, then they are not Muslims in that sense. Is this clear, inshallah? Inshallah. Okay. The fourth point of benefit. Faith in the heart and on the tongue must be in agreement, meaning faith cannot be on the tongue alone. It must settle in the heart and must be uttered on the tongue. And as we discussed also earlier, it is manifested on the limbs. And the point here is based upon their saying amanna, their argument when they said amanna, we believe, by their tongues, not by their hearts, and thus it is correct to deny them faith, because the faith on the tongue is nothing. The ninth verse now, Allah is giving now some of their descriptions. Some of their descriptions. Allah says about them, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ, they deceive Allah, meaning they think to deceive Allah and those who believe. How? By making their Islam apparent so that they can protect their blood and their property. So they think to deceive Allah and those who believe, while they only deceive themselves and perceive it not. Also, they think to deceive Allah, and also they think to deceive the believers by pretending to be Muslims while concealing disbelief, so that the believer thinks that they are truthful. However, indeed, they are only وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ, they only deceive, while they only deceive themselves, because they gave it wishful thinking. Yet وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ, meaning they don't perceive, they perceive it not, that their deception is upon themselves. The benefits, from this verse are: number one, the plotting of the hypocrites, مَكْرُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ, plotting of the hypocrites, that they are people of makr, of plotting and deception, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about them, that they deceive Allah, they think to deceive Allah and those who believe, while they deceive only themselves. That's why in Surah Al-Munafiqun, Allah said about them, هُمُ الْعَدُوُّ فَاحْذَرْهُمْ, they are the true enemy, so be aware regarding them. So Allah restricted the enmity in them because they are deceptive. And from the point of benefit is taking caution from the hypocrites. Why? Because if someone tells you such and such is deceptive, so you take care, you take more care, and therefore the believer should be aware and take care lest he be deceived by these people. Now, if someone says, كيف نعرف المنافق حتى نكون حذرين منه, how do we know the hypocrite so that we take care and be aware of him and be cautious? The answer: we know of him by following his sayings and his actions. Are they in agreement or in opposition? So if we know that this person is flattering us, trying to flatter us, and pretends that he loves Islam and that he loves the deen of Allah, however, when he is away from us, we hear assuredly that he stands in opposition to the deen of Allah, then we know that he is a hypocrite, and therefore we must take care and be careful. Now, this number is 3, meaning the third lesson. This is the third lesson. And from the benefits of this verse, that the bad plotting the evil plot encompass only him who makes it evil plot. أن المكر السيء لا يحيق إلا بأهله, but the evil plot encompass only him who makes it evil plot. So they deceive Allah, or they think that they are deceiving Allah, and they think that they are successful, or prevailing. However, in reality, that such deception is turning on them, because Allah assured in the last part of the verse, while they only deceive themselves. So restricting that here in this verse indicates that their deception does not harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything, neither his prophet nor the believers. The fourth point of benefit: the evil work may blind the sight and the insight, such that the person may not even feel the apparent matters. Because Allah said here, وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ, and perceive it not, meaning they don't perceive that they are in fact deceiving themselves. And the term شعور, feeling, أخص من العلم, is more particular than knowledge, because it is a particulate hidden and fine knowledge. العلم بأمور دقيقة خفية, because it is knowledge concerning particular hidden and fine matters. This is the meaning of شعور, feeling. And that's why it is said إنه مأخوذ من الشعر, that the term شعور is derived from الشعر, which means hair, and hair is fine. So those who think that they are deceiving Allah, the Messenger, and the believers, if they really contemplate, then they would find out that they are only deceiving themselves, while they fear not and perceive not, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قد أعمى أبصارهم, had sealed and covered their sights, and we seek refuge in Allah, فلا يشعرون بهذا الأمر, and thus they perceive the matter not. Verse 10, في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون. في قلوبهم مرض. Verse 10, in their hearts is a disease. Disease of what? Doubt and hypocrisy. فزادهم الله مرضا, and Allah has increased their disease. ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون, and a painful torment is theirs because they used to tell lies. The saying of Allah, في قلوبهم مرض, in their hearts there is disease. This is a nominative clause indicating continuity and holding of the disease, holding their heart, controlling it. So it is a little disease, but it influenced them until they reach the state of hypocrisy. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا, and Allah has increased their disease, increased it on their original one. Why? Because they يُرِيدُونَ الْكُفْرِ, they intend disbelief, and this intent is a disease which led them into more disease, strengthening of the disease. Why is this the case? Because the intent that is in the heart reflects the state of heart, either good or corrupt, either correct or corrupt. So if the heart intends good, then this is an indication on its correctness. And if it intends evil, then it is an indication of its sickness. And regarding these hypocrites, قلوبهم تريد الكفر, their hearts intend كفر, it intends unbelief, because لأنهم يقولون لشياطينهم إذا خلوا إليهم, because they tell their شياطين, their devils, when they are in seclusion with them, as in verse 14, when they are alone with their shayateen, they say to their devils, "Inna ma'akum, innama nahnu mustahzi'un." We are with you. Verily, we were but mocking. We are with you. Verily, we were but mocking. Meaning, we were just mocking these believers, these naive and simple believers. Of course, that's what they claim. And they look at the believers and they see them nothing. And that they are of the highest rank. So this is a disease which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has increased until it reached the death of their hearts and its inability to perceive its death. Then the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, in the same verse, and a painful torment is theirs, because we'll know why. So very painful, very intense, great and abundant, plenty. And the painful could be painful because of its strength and magnitude. So one, for example, one strike, an intense strike, may cause pain to man. And it could be painful because of its being plenty, although it may be slight striking. But if it increases and be consecutive, then it will cause pain. And these two matters now are combined with respect to the hypocrites, because they are in the lowest rank in the fire, and this is a physical pain that they suffer. In fact, Allah mentioned concerning them in Surah Al-Sajda 32:20, كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها أعيدوا فيها وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. And this is now a pain on the heart taking place through scolding at them. It causes pain to the heart. This is in addition to the physical pain. And as for those who are disbelievers and disobedient to Allah, their abode will be the fire. Every time they wish to get away therefrom, they will be put back thereto, and it will be said to them, this is the pain to the heart, this is the scolding. Taste you the torment of the fire which you used to deny. Now Allah says at the end, giving us the cause, why they are in this pain, why they are suffering this, because بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ, because they used to tell lies. And we have two recitations regarding this term يكذبون. We have two recitations. The first is يكذبون, meaning belying. Belying concerning their saying آمنا بالله, they are lying. I'm sorry, يكذبون, they are lying. With respect to their saying, we believe in Allah and the last day, while they believe not. So this is the qira'ah, this is the recitation yakdibun, meaning lying concerning their saying we believe in Allah and the hereafter, etc. The second recitation of this is yukadhibun, meaning they belie Allah and His Messenger.
and both descriptions concur regarding the hypocrites. They are كاذبون and ومكذبون. They lie and they belie. Both are applicable to them. From the benefits of these verses, of this verse, first benefit is that, can I repeat that? Yes, okay. With respect to the hypocrites now, and according to the two recitations, okay, they are qualified with two, with these two bad attributes. They are كاذبون ومكذبون. They are liars and they belie. They are liars concerning their statement آمنا بالله, we believe in Allah and the last day and the messenger. And they belie. They belie Allah and His messenger. Both are applicable to them. From the benefits of this verse is that if a person does not have the inclination towards the truth, and his heart is sick, then he may be punished by increase in sickness of their hearts and the disease of their hearts, and that's in line as to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and Allah has increased their disease. In their hearts is a disease of doubt and hypocrisy, evil intent, and Allah has increased their disease. And this disease in the hearts of the hypocrites is doubt and lowly desires, lust. So from them there are those who knew the truth, but they didn't intend it, they didn't want it. And from them there were those whom were confused regarding the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 137, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, listen to this verse, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثُمَّ ازْدَادُوا كُفْرًا لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهُ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ سَبِيلًا. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا ثم آمنوا ثم كفروا ثم ازدادوا كفرا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم. Verily those who believe, then disbelieve, then believe again, and again disbelieve, and go on increasing in disbelief, Allah will not forgive them, nor guide them on the right way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Munafiqun, verse 3, the chapter on the hypocrites, verse 3, which is now chapter 63, verse 3, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا ثُمَّ كَفَرُوا فَطَبَعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. In 63, verse 3. ذلك بأنهم آمنوا ثم كفروا فطبع على قلوبهم فهم ذلك بأنهم آمنوا ثم كفروا فطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون. This is because they believed and then disbelieved, therefore their hearts are sealed, so they understand not. and from the point of benefit. And from the points of benefit concerning this verse, that the causes for misguidance of the slave by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from the slave himself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. In their hearts there is disease of doubt and hypocrisy, and Allah has increased their disease. And this is also like the saying of Allah in Surah As-Saffat, chapter 61, verse 5. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they turned away from the path of Allah, Allah turned their hearts away from His path. And also, as in Surah Al-An'am. Okay, here's the verse. And so when they turned away, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. So when they turned away from the path of Allah, Allah turned their hearts away from the right path. Then we read also the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am 6:110. ونقلب أفئدتهم وأبصارهم كما لم يؤمنوا به أول مرة. ونقلب أفئدتهم وأبصارهم كما لم يؤمنوا به أول مرة. And we shall turn their hearts and their eyes away from guidance as they refuse to believe therein for the first time, and we shall leave them in their trespass to wander blindly. Then also we read concerning this important benefit in Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:49. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُصِيبَهُمْ بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ بِبَعْضِ ذُنُوبِهِمْ. And if they turn away, they know that Allah's will is to punish them for some sins of theirs, and truly most of them are fasiqun. And from the points of benefit, that sins and wrongdoing increases and decreases, just as faith increases and decreases. Because the evidence is in the saying of Allah, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. And Allah has increased their disease. And the increase cannot be comprehended except in contrast with the decrease. So just like faith increases and decreases, and similarly wickedness, sins increase and decrease, and that disease increases and decreases. And from the point of benefit, the extreme warning and threat to the hypocrites, because Allah says, and theirs will be a great torment, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and painful torment. And from the points of benefit is that punishment takes place because of causes, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not inflict punishment on anyone except with a sin from his side, due to a sin. Because Allah says the evidence for that is in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ, because they used to tell lies. So the punishment came upon them because they used to tell lies. The sixth point of benefit is that the hypocrites combined two bad qualities. Even the worst of conditions is that al-kadhib wa al-takdhib, lying and belying. and from the points of benefit. This praising lying, and that it is a cause for inflicting punishment, and that lying is from the worst qualities and manners, and that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made it clear that lying is from the qualities of the hypocrites, and he said, Ayatul Munafiqi Thalath Iza Haddatha Kadab. The sign of the hypocrite is three. For the sign of the hypocrite, the signs of the hypocrite are three. Iza Haddatha Kadab, if he speaks, he lies. And lying is a matter which is dispraised legally and also traditionally and also naturally. Now if someone asks the question, how could it be that they deceive Allah, quote unquote, while He, Allah, knows what's in their hearts? The answer is that when they pretend Islam, it is as if, quote unquote, they think that they deceived Allah. Because when they pretend Islam, then all the rulings of Islam will be applicable on them because of their apparent status. So in this case, they seek refuge. They seek refuge in the ruling of Allah, which prevents killing the apparent Muslim and prevents taking his wealth. And that's the answer. We can stop here, inshallah, and we resume the other verses concerning the qualities of the hypocrites in the next class, inshallah ta'ala. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.